This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. An investigation is underway into an air tragedy overnight in Ukraine. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in the eastern part of the country. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made accident-prone Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the incident a shock. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice to fill the Supreme Court vacancy today at the White House. It is widely believed he will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend, after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a dominant 6-3 margin. It is something President Trump clearly wants to use to energize his important constituency of religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term in the White House. Among the fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide and tilt the court toward abolishing Obamacare. That case is due to be argued shortly after the November 3rd election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. All of this figures to be part of next week's first televised presidential debate between Donald Trump and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.